Florida's pill mill law went into effect today without having a prescription drug monitoring program, an electronic database used to track excessive dispensing of prescription drugs by doctors. Without it, critics say, the new pill mill law won't be as effective as it is in other states which do have a tracking system. The database is being held up in litigation due to a mistake in the contract bid process with the Department of Health.
Every day that it is mired in litigation, 7 people are dying in this state, and that's got to stop. The way to stop this is to arbitrate this immediately, create a vendor that can create the database, and to fund the database so that, in fact, we get rid of these doctor shoppers that are going everywhere.
According to Gelber, over 2,400 people in Florida died last year from prescription drug overdoses. 681 of them were in the counties of Hillsborough, Pinellas, Pasco, and Hernando. He says that Pinellas loses an average of one person every 35 hours due to an overdose by prescription narcotics.
This is the new drug war in Florida. This really is. And you didn't address the old drug war by just making it illegal. You had to do a lot of other, you had to put boots on the ground to solve it. The only way you're going to deter this kind of behavior, the only way you're going to change the behavior in the marketplace is if you put prosecutors and investigators on the ground dealing with it. Somebody's got to go to jail.
Because cracking down on these crimes is labor-intensive, the attorney general candidate says that he wants more resources to be assigned to what he calls a crisis. In addition to more staff in the prosecuting offices, Gelber wants more law enforcement officers on all levels of government, including the Drug Enforcement Administration, or DEA.
The Attorney General and our legislature needs to ask the federal government for even more resources, because the DEA does have a province over this. It's the DEA number that often are used in these pharmacies. But here's something you have to understand about pill mills. They are an area that is susceptible to being deterred. If you haul away enough of these guys and send them to jail, then those bad guys will stop coming to this state to exploit our citizens.
The state senator from Miami Beach notes a study from the Broward County Sheriff's Office and Nova Southeastern University, which found that out of the top 50 practitioners who dispense oxycodone in the United States, 49 of them are in Florida.
This is an epidemic crime. It's killing Floridians, and it's killing citizens outside of Florida, because we have become essentially a Costco for pill mills.
You can learn more about pill mills on our website, wmnf.org/news. For WMNF News, I'm Kimberly Vlock in Tampa.